That was a bit of Liquid Mind. We Hold Peace in Our Hands. That was by Chuck Wild, who was our guest Wednesday on Awakenings. Welcome, everyone, to Awakenings, and welcome all of you. Perhaps that might be listening for the first time. I want to welcome you all with love and light, and welcome all that are listening via Cosmic Dimensions, iTunes, and the archives later on. It is great to be present with all of you on this wonderful Friday. Of course, we have a treat today. We have Paulo D'Oro with us, also known as Maui Shaman. So that is always a great program. So definitely surf back in or stick around for that. That will be great. Guests, if you'd like to participate in the chat room, just all you need to do at the bottom of the sign up. I should actually look at this because, because somebody that was listening from Twitter yesterday said that it's very hard to figure out how to do the chat room. So let me do this like I'm just totally new. So if you're totally new and you come to the Awakenings page, it'll say Awakenings with Michelle Mache, Spirituality and Metaphysics for Transformation and Empowerment. Okay, everyone sees that on the page. You can either hit the chat now or scroll down to where the show is, the segment in, or just hit chat now. And at the, I feel it's easy. At the very bottom it says note, to comment in the chat you must be logged in. Please register or log in. And when you hit log in, obviously log in, but if you hit register, all we need is your name and email, and that gets you in. Okay. So I hope that gets everybody in. And also, you can always listen just as a guest. It's just if you'd like to comment in the chat room or put your two cents in or give any feedback, in order to do that, you have to actually register. You can also listen to Awakenings Radio via phone, and that number is 347-539-5122. And if you would like to give a comment or have questions, just press star 1. I always say that, star 1. Just press 1 because it's on my phone. It's star 1. But just press 1, and then I'll know that you have a question or a comment. And we're going to be doing readings today, so you want to know that. Again, the number 347-539-5122. And I'm going to put that in the chat room. And to also press 1 if you want to be heard. Simple as that. 347-539-5122. Okay, and then just press 1. So we have been doing here at Awakenings a whole who or why or how do you listen to Awakenings? Who's listening? How are you listening? Where do you listen to Awakenings? And the email address to send me your feedback, comments, and also how and where you listen to Awakenings is awakenings@selfinlight.com. And we're actually having a little contest here on kind of just a fun contest. Everybody will be a winner. But it's really tickling me. I'm getting wonderful questions, wonderful feedback. We might even answer some of the questions on air with Paulo because he has some amazing insight and wisdom. But we'd really want to know, and you can also go to the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook, and some people have been leaving comments there as to how they listen, how the show's impacted them, what they like. No one said what they don't like. I'm open. Doesn't have to only be what you like. Guest suggestion, topics, anything, Awakenings. You want to go to awakenings@selfandlight.com. So I'm loving this. We're all so creative. We're such creative beings. There's just so many creative ways that people are listening to Awakenings and where they're listening, how they're listening. Obviously, you know, iPod, iPhone, computer. I think the two right now that kind of just stand out, well, I love the one sitting in the bathtub. So people are doing aromatherapy baths, having wine late at night, cooking. One went camping with her family, listened around the campfire. That was another. But the mowing the lawn with the headset on, that was pretty cool. And, of course, the treadmill. Some people saying, you know, treadmill or walking or hiking. But the mowing the lawn and also the house cleaning, the vacuuming and the house cleaning. That was good use of time, you know. But if you think about it, if you're doing those kinds of activities and you've got your headset on, and, you know, you don't necessarily need to hear the vacuum, and why not listen to a great program, right? I love it. I love it. Why not get some spiritual nourishment and insight? Why not get uplifted? Why not tune in and reinforce your awakened state of being? Well, today, as I said earlier, we have Paulo D'Oro on, and I just want to tell everybody a little bit about him. Many of you know him already, and as he's part of the Awakening family. I also, first of all, let me give a shout-out to everyone in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment room, that's holding this space. Thank you so much. I really feel it. Some of you tweet and Facebook and you put links. I love that. I appreciate that. But I also just really appreciate the energy that you all bring to the chat room. You really hold the space. You set the tone. And, you know, like I've said before, a lot of the feedback that I do get via email and even Twitter and Facebook, people always mention the chat room, that they love the chat room, that they receive such wonderful information from the chat room. People in the chat room were so nice. They were so helpful, really had a good energy to it. So that's not me. That's you guys. So thank you so much. You are the listeners, but you're the participants as well. And I love the participation of people emailing how and where you listen to Awakenings, because those that are listening through the other podcast stations or Cosmic Dimensions or iTunes or listening later to the archives, your energy is here co-creating this as well. So this is a major co-creation. It's an innovation from spirit and a co-creation from all of us. So I thank you for that. And I love Sylvia, Miss Wisdom over here. What is there not to like about Michelle? Thank you. That would mean I would not like it about myself. I love that. I love that. And if you don't have sound, try refreshing. That will help. Again, call in number for readings, for insight, for feedback, just to hear your voice is 347-539-5122. We have with us today Paulo D'Oro, and as I also, he is known by Maui Shaman. He's been a psychic since his first breath and has collected visions throughout his childhood, sharing them from Europe to India, where he's had the opportunity to study many rites and attend many rituals from the Yoruba in Africa to the Canoble in Brazil. Paulo believes it is time to meld all cultures and join in the dance of life. Paulo is also about breaking through old patterns to assist in demystifying ancient dogmas to use in daily lives. His website, if you'd like to go to, is whatisyoursound.com. Please welcome to the program Paulo D'Oro, mystic, psychic, artisan, Maui shaman. Welcome to the program.
Nui Nui to you and everyone.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, Paulo, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Oh, great. You're going to have to either speak up or put the phone. The phone that you have at the moment is not your wonderful booming voice. We've got to hear that okay. Buddha laugh. That Buddha laugh.
All right. Is it better now, or is it how I'm holding it, or should I shift?
It might be helpful. Yeah, let's try with the sound. People in the chat, let me know if you can't hear. It's better if you just hold it closer, I guess.
Okay. I'll hold it.
That's better. Okay. Wonderful. So how's Maui? How's Maui and how are you?
Maui is absolutely Maui. It's a magical, magical, magical place. And I'm learning and to listen more to the land, to the Aina, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song I hear, and I'm able to sing with at times.
Mm. Now, we are getting in the chat, Sylvia saying louder, Paulo.
Louder. So okay, so maybe if I turn my volume up or something.
Try that.
I'll try that.
How you moved just a minute ago, it got louder. It's interesting because your phone's never done this before. It's better now?
No.
Okay.
Now better?
I think so, yes. But let's see. I have some good headsets, good headphones on. I have very professional gaming headsets on. So I can hear quite well.
I have no doubt.
Well, let's dive in. And everyone, we will be getting to readings, but let us kind of chante into it.
Yes.
Just kind of roll in. Let us connect and roll.
Yes.
Oh, God. Rolling. I'm about to go into a Tina Turner song.
Oh, yes.
You see my mood.
I do.
How about the shifts that have been happening? And even in the chat room, Sylvia mentioned she just had a major shift. Oh, it's just so much shifting going on right now. It's unbelievable.
So much shifting because at the point I'm feeling a lot of paradigms and mixed metaphors are happening during the shifts. In other words, what I'm saying clearly is when you react to a situation, make sure you're present in that moment because that dimension may be a little in its shift. And sometimes people, I believe, are reacting to this, let's say it's an energy shifting. So be aware where you're applying your intentions and energy and focus and conversation because the dimension you focus on may be slightly out of reach, let's say.
Or maybe one, tell us about that. Or maybe one you don't want to really be a part of anyway, or not meant to be a part of.
Well, if that happens, you will know right away the clearly reaction of that energy is that you do not connect, and someone looks at you as though, it's apples and bananas. You're not going to really, you're not going to get the response that is in that moment. You're going to get a reaction that comes from a different place and that may tell you and give you the clue that, it is a shift here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
We've got a good chance, yes. And we've got a great question in the chat that I think we really need to dive into. And also with the moment,
Yes. Well, also the reflection of that energy. The being the magnetic form that we are and the crystalline form that we are is shifting, is what I'm saying. The shift is in the equation now. It is in every aspect of our being and in our polarities. So shift of the earth reflecting the shift in us or either way. It is the mirror of shifting. Now being that it's in a powerful time of the tiger. The shifts are quick. They're lightning quick. Mm-hmm. As Sylvia Blewett had said, she is a metal tiger, I believe. Metal being the mind, being a quick energy, being a strength that is piercing, being a sword. And, so it pierces ideas. So Sylvia, be aware of that energy that she's riding is a very powerful time this year for her to communicate because that will pierce through old whatever you need needs piercing. I was thinking my other ear, but okay. Sylvia, come over to my other ear. Okay.
Pierce your other ear. Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Yes, I got to call it a metal tiger for that.
Call in a metal. She's not. I'm not a metal tiger, Paula. What is
The
Earth Mom.
Earth Mom. Yes. Okay.
Is a metal tiger.
Earth Mom.
Okay.
I knew somebody was a metal tiger.
Okay. Earth Mom is saying, watch those ears.
I know.
Yeah, they feel that vibration.
I fly all over with them. It's like Dumbo. It's just, I can
feel
the...
I noticed. that I'm noticing, and hello, Teja Vu, Teresa, welcome. And we all know this, how important it is to follow your resonance and those synchronistic timings and openings. But you're going to find even more, and I want to get your take on this, Paula, there more feeling, and it's real subtle, but like subtle pushes or nudges, and I know we have little nudge in the chat room, prompting us in certain directions to make certain connections. There's a pull almost. And if you're too caught up in the analytical mind or your to-do list, you might miss it. You might miss, ooh, I need to go over there. I need to pick up the phone and call this person. Why do I need to call this person? It doesn't matter. Just do what you need to do. Because those nudges, those promptings from your higher self are leading you to the people and the situations that you need to connect with for this next level that we're all going into, the next ballroom that we're all dancing in, the next event, right? The next room in the parlor.
Yes, and I'm getting my wardrobe ready.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. There's a warning, everybody. Make sure you have the right shoes to match.
That's right. And also be light. Be light on your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. No dragging. No.
No luggage. No, no.
No luggage, yeah.
Travel lightly. Leave it at the station, yes.
Well, is tango dancing? Yes, tango is good. That might be good. Especially if there's any frustration, a tango is always good. And maybe
tango
a flamenco.
Oh, possibly. Let's go.
Oh, God. You know, I had, interesting on that, I've been getting prompted this morning, all mornings, and I'm almost like a compulsive something to go to this trail that I've been going, walking on with Yoshi or running, and I'll hear this, go now, you got to get, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, so I went before the show today and bumped into a friend of mine that I knew when I lived in England, and then she and her husband had moved here down south to San Diego, where I was living for a while. Well, I was living there first, and then I bumped into them there, and they had moved there. Then they moved up to the Los Angeles area, then I did as well, or I did first, whatever. Well, we both, I guess, at around the same time, a month distance. We haven't been in contact for a couple of years. And boom, there she was on the trail. And I'm like, oh, no wonder, which is great. Every time I connect with her, there's always major changes and openings and something good. So I'm like, oh, this is good. This is a nice little signpost. But I'm suggesting everyone really follow those right now. I mean, I have been normally, but I'm noticing that they're getting stronger, not just for myself but other people, that we really are being so guided and directed to where we need to be, but it's coming subtly. It's coming through the subtle energy. And if you're too much in the head and you're too much analyzing, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss your connecting point. And, you know, you might have to, you know, maybe reconnect again or maybe not. No, there's no guarantees.
And that's the way we like it.
Is it?
I mean, if you had all these guarantees, why go through all this?
Oh, all right.
You know, really, there's got to be that. The one thing I cherish is mystery. Just that idea that something can happen, like you running into your friend on the path. That place of aha,
yeah.
It fills up so many places inside us that is the changing, the shifting, the life force. Mm-hmm. And that I really cherish. I love the mystery. And I once heard a channeling of a little boy talking about the mystery. And he ends the whole thing, says, well, I'm so, very humbly, I'm so glad you got to hear me talk about the mystery. And he said, I will see you again because we have met in the mystery since you are now hearing this. And it was like, oh, wow, to have a mystery playing, to have a mystery domain. It was just lovely.
I love that. Even the mystery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you sense, Paulo, right now with the shifting and the changes that are going on now, the individual and collective shifting, where we're at right now in the overall shift?
Oh, the overall shift. Well, the overall shift is twofold. It is like the ancient kimono and the poodle dress at the prom. It's everything possible in its shift. It is really come down to our intention once again. We are all kind of being called, as Michelle has stated, to be walking and breathing and living in our meditation. Be aware, be here now. Everyone who is on that plane is sensing we're a being who loves to dance, to sing, to express. And in those shiftings, we are seeing more of opportunities for that. So it's the poodle skirt, and yet it's the one that we carry, the ancient kimono, the ancient dress. So the beings that we are, we vary from the ancient beings that are being born now to the ancient beings that are on this plane. And all of that in between, the ancientness that you bring with it, whether it be another lifetime or who you are, it is that essence that you are carrying and wanting to bring to that part of dance. So it's an amazing, amazing time in this shifting. And it is all going to focus on where do you want to dance? How do you want to dance? Interesting enough, a tango in the dance is many metaphors. It is the coming together like an immersion, like cells, immersions, like amoebas, and that type of energy is also possible. So realize when you put in your intentions of things, not to just be praying, to be asking for that, but to be of it, be part of it. Unite yourself in this time. It is not about separation. It is about being of it. It is like being Tesla with creating the wireless electricity. It is being part of it. And that's an important factor, I believe.
Part of what I'm hearing in this is also integrating that the shadow or the shadow and light or what moving into the all parts of ourselves. It seems like there's a call to, right, to express all of us.
Yes. Definitely. And really, there was I had a dance with a very beautiful woman in my days, and she was a very, very learned woman. And she said the matter of the shadow and the matter of the light is a time thing. If you stretch out the time, what was light then is dark now, and what is dark now was light then, which is probably what I said again, and it's redundant. Mm-hmm. But... but you see, so those areas of the shadow, if you spread, if you keep taking a shadow and spreading it and spreading it, you're going to see where the light begins to meet the shadow. And that energy of the meeting is the place of the growth, is the place of the life. So yes, honor the shadow, honor the shadow. And more that one honors the shadow, we will begin to see our dance with it and know that, as another great being in my life, Amaji, had said, she said, if you ignore and shun away any part of yourself, then that part of yourself that you've shunned away has power over you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you no longer know where, it could be hanging out having smokes and cokes at a bar, and, being very frustrated that she's not no longer a part of you. There's a resentment you've caused. As Rumi said, when you create separation, the stem in the wine glass breaks.
Yeah.
I love, yes.
And also I want to clear up, because there's unfortunately in kind of like the new age culture that the you don't see this in the psychological, but in the new age culture that the shadow always is something bad or dark. It's just what's not what we don't know. We could be what we're ignorant of or what we don't know that we have. So it can be our talents as well. So it's really important to integrate all aspects of us and also to allow them to lead us, allow them to call us, allow them to come through us so we see what we're made of, what's in our container, what's in our team, what do we hold. Enlighten Me Please has been saying that that her shadow has been up a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I found that a very powerful time when that happens, because that means you're in the middle of a major shift. There's a major call for not just awareness, but integration.
Yes, yes. It's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity arising. Whether one terms it as a shadow, as a, you know, it is a part of us, as you said. It is a neglected part of us. It is an unknowing place. And that's okay, because... you know, we need to know the unknowing is okay.
Yes. I'd like to get a different, because I even do some shadow work, I would like to get a different name for that, because it really, the connotation, you know, it puts people in these boxes and where they don't even like to poke around in their inner psyche because they're afraid of what they're going to find, you know.
That's really good. That's really good. I suggest all listeners, all beings, all sentient beings on the planet right now, this is my message. So if you want to sit down and grab a nice cushion. My message is now, go to the baseline of your fears of yourself. Go to the most horrible whatever possible monster is inside of yourself, and invite that energy, that plane, and come as your instructions, as you come as a witness. Witness it. Don't judge it. Don't enter it. Don't play games with it. Don't do anything. Just look at it. And if you're able to do that, just that once, just that time, you're going to be familiarize yourself with that part of you. And then as you continue to be witness to it, perhaps that part of you will invite you for dancing, and you may be ready to dance with it. And that is the beginning of it. That's a beginning.
Love that. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got people... And again, the number 347-539-5122, and press 1 if you want to be heard. Okay, we have somebody that's been very patient. 949-388, you're on the program. Welcome to Awakenings.
Oh, thank you so much. I love all your laughter. It's contagious. You have me
giggling.
Oh, good.
And what's your first name?
Audrey.
Since you know ours. Audrey. Hi, Audrey.
Hi. I have a question for Paulo regarding how is it that my career will be tied to a relocation, to a move? How is this going to be orchestrated?
Definitely the part of you that is asking this question is the part of you that doesn't want this. And what I think I'm feeling is that you're in between the energy that is moving you through this process, and you need to look at that part of you and who what you're representing in this process. I believe that you're very powerful in intending and in manifesting, and so therefore. Go into that level more and find out places in that scenario where you can step out of that scenario. look for the screen door or any door or window or places that you can release yourself from that process. And as soon as you begin to allow that energy to flow more, you will see it all align up. It'll just align itself.
So you mean the opportunity will just present itself to where I'm moving? Do you know where I'm moving, Paulo?
Well, it isn't about where you're moving, but I do have a feeling that the energies are calling you to the mountains.
Yeah.
And so I feel that energy of the wind in the high trees, because it is a time in your life that I feel you need to connect with your ancestors strongly. And for that wisdom that is beyond what your conscious mind knows as wisdom. You've done the tutorials. No, you've done the due diligence. You've done the path. You've done the dance of your being to every extreme. You're a very, very, very powerful person. When you tackle something, you tackle its entirety. And so, therefore, the elders want you to release a lot of that energy and go into your dreams, your personal desires. And the wind is calling you and the mountains are calling you.
The wind and the mountains, like Lake Tahoe kind of thing, do you think?
Yeah, that energy, exactly. Northern California is what I see. I would check out Bolinas. I don't know why. But I would check out Bolinas because you have an Aquarian energy that stands alone, and when you become your own island in a sense on certain things that you allow in your life and tackle. So I believe it is time for you to have a village with you, have assistance, have a group, have a family. What they say in Hawaii here is your ohana. Your ohana is your family, whether it be friend, brother, or whoever you accept in that family. And I feel that communication, co-creating level is in a village for you, but definitely in like a mountains. And also to have vision, to be up there to look on, to see, is important for you.
Right. Well, see, the weirdest thing is I'm an actress, and I'm driving back and forth to L.A. auditioning for, you know, TV commercials.
Hey.
So
yes, and thousands in Bolinas, they have, that's right up the alley there. They are all the speakers on TV. They are the public people who will like that little getaway village that they share there. Check it out. Check out Bolinas. Because they also...
Paulo, yes. How do you spell it? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding that word.
Well, that's okay. B-O-L-I-N-A-S. It's by Stinson Beach. It's by Mill Valley. It's about Mount Tamalpais. So any of those that you Google, you'll find Bolinas. And if you try to spell it, B-O-L, as in Larry, I-N-A-S, I believe.
With a B, like boy.
B as in boy, yes.
Bolinas.
Yes.
By Stinson Beach.
Yes. It is an ancient Indian word that means allow the healer to heal.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to moving. I hope it's coming this year. Do you see it this year?
Well, I see it within a time frame that is way into the, you know, shorter than a year. It just depends on your allowing yourself to, as I said, to step outside of the process.
Wow.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Paulo. So much. Thank you both. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Powerful.
Wonderful. Huh?
She's powerful.
Yeah.
You feel the energy? I'm still tingling from her energy.
Yeah. I love what you said about when being prepared, because sometimes we're not, a part of us isn't yet prepared for the transition or the shift, or whether it's a physical move. Sometimes, you know, there's a part that hangs back, you know, so some things are predicated on our own timing.
Yes, most definitely. And that part that's, and it's all in all of us, the part that there's a little boy or little girl that sits there, no, mommy, I don't want to go, and, you know, they just sit. And that part of us.
Yeah, I don't want to pack again.
Yeah, you know, oh, mommy, I don't want to go again. Oh, you'll be, you know, oh, all of that dialogue. Oh, you'll be the, you'll make friends. You're young, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like the soul doesn't care. They don't doesn't think about, you know, cutting the phone service and putting it on someplace else and packing and unpacking and calling the movers. You know, it doesn't care about all that.
So we go to our next one here.
Hi, 646-824. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hey, it's me. It's Earth Mom. Hi.
Hey, Earth Mom. Howdy.
Hey.
Oh, I'm cool. Well, glad I'm on. Big shift for me. I got an email from a company that I was tired of working for, but I liked the money, and that said, time to say goodbye. Old boyfriend from 25 years ago kind of popped into the picture. Maybe he popped out already. I don't know. And, yeah, welcome to my world. And and I'm going to do the first Green Cabaret on Earth Day on the 22nd.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah.
Earth Day Cabaret. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, Green Cabaret. Yeah, Green Cabaret, where every day is Earth Day.
Oh, you know, they did it. They did a thing in the Olympics, the checkout. It was the Echo Village up at the Winter Olympics in, in, you know. And they had all the people dance on these tiles that created energy and ran 39 homes in the immediate area. So you can dance your energy free.
I don't know if the Funky Theater is going to do that, but hey.
Yeah, well. Isn't it a beautiful concept?
Yeah, it is. It totally is. I mean, I've heard of it even doing it with children's playgrounds, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is totally cool.
Yes. Well, thank you for welcoming us to your world.
Now, where's your cabaret going to be?
Oh, in New York City at the Tank.
Oh, give it a shout out. Tell us where, because we have New York listeners, quite a few.
Oh, cool. It's free. It's at the Tank on Earth Day, Thursday, April 22nd, 10 p.m., between 8th and 9th Avenue in Manhattan on 45th Street. And it's greencabaret.net.
Greencabaret.net. Put it in the chat. That's very cool.
Oh, I will. Oh, super. But question, how, if you can help me navigate a little bit through all that's kind of going on. It's like...
Yeah. Navigate. What would you like navigation in? That's a big... There's a lot to navigate, Earth Mom.
I know. Well, all these changes, I mean, you know, the money thing is crazy, but I'm just kind of trusting. Just getting through this and going forward. Like I feel like I'm on the right path with it, with music, with creativity, and to follow.
Okay. I'm hearing. That's exactly what I stated before. That you're kind of in the place of, you know, kind of feeling, I feel this, I feel it's here, but I'm not hearing it's here within you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you are the one, you are the source, you are the energy that bursts through things. You have a dragon energy. You come to things and things automatically change. Sometimes people react to that well and sometimes they don't.
Uh-huh.
But you do bring a force that brings about change. You are the singer in a cabaret. You have been a singer in many cabarets. You come to this cabaret in this lifetime a little more aggressive in your energy. Your energy comes to me almost as a cross between Cyndi Lauper and the gal with the whiskey. You know, give me your Mercedes Benz, you know. That
Janis Joplin.
Yes, you're Janis Joplin slash Cyndi Lauper. And so realize that energy and dance with that energy and embrace that energy, who you are, and let and play and be. I want to have fun. I mean,
you
see, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have that. Just dance and share that with people, and you will be just. You will be in the dance of it. It'll just be a beautiful. It is a beautiful. You're a beautiful being. That's wonderful.
Oh, how cool is it? You know, I love them both. And when Girls Just Want to Have Fun came out, everybody knew, so, yeah, that song reminds me of you. I am laughing.
I can see it. I mean, you know, I just see you. Yes, I feel you. You're just that powerful, yes. So all of those questions and things are wonderful, and they entertain your mind, because that's what we do with our mind. We entertain it, or it entertains us, right? Or either way. So I say, do you know, let that all go. Kind of have a coffee conversation with your mind once a day. Check in. But the rest of the day, you can be this the being you were meant to be and are. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you both. Love you guys.
Lots of love to you.
Thank
yeah.
You. Oh,
love to your sexy Earth Mommy ways. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Love it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It, you know, there was Cindy Lauper was on a show with Jennifer Saunders, the creator and brilliant comedian. Oh, and writer and creator of Absolutely Fabulous and many shows.
Right.
And she's sitting on the couch, and she's saying, you know, she became famous. She has this show, right? And she has an 8-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old daughter, somewhere around there. And then the daughter, she picks up the daughter after school. And the daughter, for the first time, gets in the car, and she's looking at her mom. And she, and Jennifer's just driving her home. And she notices her daughter staring at her. And finally, the little girl says, "Mom, are you the woman on TV?" And Jennifer says, "Yes." And so Cindy is sitting there, and she says, "Well, I'll tell you how, you know, welcome to my Cindy Lauper world. I'm creating a, I'm in my sound studio, you know, recording a CD, and I'm singing this song, and I'm really wailing in it, and my son comes in, and he says, 'Mom, you need to put more curse words in it. It'll be a hit.'" So she did, and it was a hit. So that's the kind of energy that Earth Mom has.
There is such a opening up, especially this year, and where it's only going to get. Oh, you're all so welcome, Earth Mom. I posted the website, greencabaret.net, and that's in New York at the Tank. Will be the performance. But so much more self-expression, so much more creativity. We are in the creativity age stage. So really, you know, taking off those shackles of the Industrial Revolution of, you know, modern, conveyor belts, you know, people as machines, going back to the truth of us as creative beings, you know. It's exciting times. So we got another call here. Hello, 862-266. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello.
Hi. To whom am I speaking with?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Do you have
a question or
comment?
Yes. I'm buying a new used car today, a 1999 Ford Explorer Sport, and I was wondering if it's going to be a good car. Am I going to be safe? And is it automatic or manual?
And the question is?
The question is, now listen, you have free will choice on automatic or manual, okay? Let's get that out of the way, Chris. But the car, you haven't found it yet, right?
I did, but I'm not really sure because the owner messed up and he said it's, he doesn't know if it's manual or automatic, so I need to know, what do you think it is, automatic or manual?
The owner doesn't know if it's automatic or manual?
No, he's not picking up his phone.
I don't like the sound of the call. I don't like the sound of the energy. Right?
Why?
Huh?
I want to know if I'm safe in it too. That's the automatic
okay.
is just a.
Go ahead,
no. Cliff. Okay, what you put in this equation is two different paradigms. One is buying a car, and one is safety for your life, I assume.
Yes.
Right? So those two paradigms don't dance well together, you see. They're like two planets. Your one about the car is concise. You're a very concise person. You're a very aware person. You're a very feeling person. And that person, and very loving and true vulnerable at times. So that all is in the equation of who you are. So you see that? That surrounds the energy around you. And then there's this car, the vehicle of how Chris will see himself going to different spots. And that car has a lot of different energies in there. You're putting in the safety. You're putting in whether it'll be this or that or that or this. Well, that type of energy will come with you whatever car you get. Do you see
really?
What I'm saying? You need to block out those parts of you that are the insecure part of you in the car decisions. Your car will be safe. It will get you here. That's what you want the car for, or why go there? You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, we're in a time and shift where different paradigms are happening. And this is an example of two different ones coming together. So be aware as you enter into buying the car that those part of you that is strong and sure, those parts that are bringing in that positive car energy, comes to buy the car and deals in the car energy. The other parts of you, put them in the other paradigm. Put them in the, well, I'll work on that Chris level file.
So, do you think it'll be manual or automatic? Just to throw that out there.
For just throwing it out there, manual or automatic? I sense automatic because
really?
Okay. Yeah, manual is it depends. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
One thing I would ask: What do you want, Chris? What do you
yeah.
want?
Well, I wanted to know if I was going to be safe and prosperous in the car, but I was also just wondering, just as a side note, is it going to be manual or automatic because the guy won't answer his phone?
Yeah, I don't get a good feeling, and I feel you don't get a good feeling about the car. So can you be open to another car?
Nothing. Yeah, I just wanted to go check it out today, but the guy won't answer because he's at work or something. So I was just anxious, and I was hoping that I could get an answer from a renowned person such as you.
Yeah, I don't feel good about the car.
No.
But that's me. But you know, I don't think the manual or automatic really matters. I think don't put all your eggs in one basket. Look at some other cars.
Really? You think the transmission's gonna blow in like 2,000 miles?
I don't know. There's just something off about the whole transaction.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's from you or from them, to be honest. But there's something not running smooth. I just know for me, when there's delays on something or a lot of uncertainty, it's a divine intervention. It's like more facts are needed. Whether it's
yeah.
more clarity whether it's more clarity on my part. Or I need clarity about another. To be clarity about myself, or to be clarity about the other person. I just pull back. You know, procrastination can be a wonderful and delay. Delay can be a wonderful. What do I want to say? Wonderful lifesaver. I want to just say to you, I think you need to go for a walk. I think you need to do something, clear your head, and then just say this or something better. This or something better.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a walk with my cat, I suppose, just to clear my head.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm going to call it back.
Take your little cat with you. Okay. Take care. Oh, what a hoot. Okay. You explained this. That's fine. I knew that, but okay. Play is good. Walk with your cat, manual or okay. Hello, 240-321. You're on Awakenings.
Hello. This is Oro.
Hello, Oro.
How's
Hello,
everyone today?
Doing great. Oro Chango, hello.
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm doing great, too, because I found a brand new show to listen to.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
It took a few minutes to figure it out, and it's a wonderful place to be. I can tell by the energy here.
Oh, great. It took a few minutes? Oh, yeah, sometimes it will. Sometimes you start with a bang, sometimes with a little whisper, sometimes with a little putter, sometimes with a roar.
Well, a lot of it to you both. You're doing a wonderful job, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Oro. Thank you. So do
Chango.
You have a...
Yes, sir. That's my daddy.
Ah.
I got you here. Oh, yeah, I got you here.
Somebody
asking
the chat room.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's him.
And it's not usually my time of the day to be out and about because it's still daylight. I prefer the night.
Ah.
So
okay.
I do. I have work that I do at night, so that's my favorite time of the day.
Night.
Out here in the country, it's easy to keep the mind clear when you're under the stars.
Ooh, I'm under the stars.
Yeah.
On the islands here, under the stars, is a powerful. It's very beautiful.
Yes, your beautiful state's one of the only one out of 50 I haven't been to.
Oh.
And that's only because
something to look forward to there.
That's only because the old truck driver joke of they haven't built the bridge yet.
Oh, well, they have, but it's not visible.
That's right.
I did. Yeah, that's right.
We have to materialize it.
Yes, we hope to make it there now that I've eliminated a truck from my life after 27 years, so the wife and I are hoping to make it to the island soon.
Very
wonderful.
Good.
Well, thanks for calling in.
That reading, I was going to tell that guy when he asked that, the fact that he was asking the question meant that he probably should go look somewhere else.
Think part of it being funny, but, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of times people are so drawn to something that's spiritually connecting them or maybe uplifting or clarifying. But it also scares them because it puts them into that connection to that deeper part of themselves. So I don't mind if they call and, you know, they're getting it vibrationally. They're drawn to it. It's almost like a little boy in second grade that, you know, instead of kissing the girl, pulls on the pigtails. You know, it's like, oh, you know, and gets all, oh, God, you know, and laughs and runs away. And it's like, you know, okay, little boy. Go ahead and call in, get a little vibration, because the soul wants the energy, the spiritual aspect, but the ego is like flipping out, you know.
All about the response. That's what the soul likes. Our souls always like to be recognized, and that if it comes by asking a simple question rather than a complex question, you know, they all come seeking. That's the beautiful part.
Mm-hmm. Well put. Yeah. Well put. It's all about the response. You're right, because sometimes that's the only little bit of energy that person can handle. They can't handle much more.
Or
you know?
It could be that one little decision he has leads him to the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be staying
a bigger
away from,
car.
Right, a bigger car, or maybe a bigger car meaning a bigger life. And, you know, just it could go a lot of different ways looking. But if it was me personally looking at a car and the first thing I'm wondering or thinking about a car and the first thing I'm wondering is whether or not the person that owns it is, you know, above board, then I'm somewhere else.
I had only one situation where I did not, well, I've listened to a couple of situations I didn't listen to my intuition, but usually I do, but one with a car situation. And I wanted something so badly, but I felt one part of me had a funny feeling about it. And that little sucker was a little, I don't know if you guys remember Suzuki Samurais. Paulo, yeah. You remember the car, remember?
I do.
Oh, that car was, it was cute, but it was lemon.
It was cute.
Oh, it was such
a
lemon.
It rattled. It had its own little conga band.
Paulo wouldn't even get in it. I can call it this tuna can or something. He was so freaked out.
It was faux car. It was faux car.
Yeah, but it had a bad leak, and my guides had said don't get it, and my intuition said don't get it, and this is why I listened. So if I know if there's a weird delay, and there was just weird paperwork, there was weirdness around it. So I know now if there's weirdness around something, I just don't go there. I just let it go until the weirdness dissipates. So there's my, yeah.
Well, if it starts weird, it's probably going to end weird.
Yeah, that's a very good point. If it starts weird, it's going to end weird. I'm going to tweet that. I like that. That's wise advice. It's not going to get. Yeah, there's no
Poly
un,
weird.
Right, just, there's no unweirding the weird.
No. No, once you're in.
Just for the record, people call me weird, and I thank them for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the word weird, where it comes from? It comes from the Scandinavian Nordic word weird, W-Y-R-D, which means the unknowable, which means God.
Ooh.
So that's why they would say weird meant something that was fated or, yeah, that you were guided to. So weird is actually great. Yeah, you see it in the Earth Mom put it. Yeah, it's from the runes, the weird.
You're talking about some of my ancestry now. So, excellent way to break it down.
Yeah.
That's great information. That is, we have to take the things that we have today that we don't understand and take them back to different times and get the translation sometimes to understand them, because it is, the translations are a mystery in a lot of things. So. And how you pronounce your name?
It is Paulo, yes.
Paulo.
Like Apollo.
I want to give you a blessing for your laugh. That laugh you have, you have to keep doing that as much as possible, because that gets people's attention in a good way, and your laugh is your tool, as far as I can tell. It's incredible. It draws the ear, and it makes people laugh. If it's like anybody else here, as it is here, when you laugh, I'm laughing, and that's a gift, and I'm very blessed. Feel very blessed to be here and on your show and talking to the two of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome to the program. It's really wonderful to have connected with you. And thanks for calling in. All right. Blessings. I love that blessing.
Yes.
Hello, 705-515. You're on the program.
Hello.
You're on air. Hello. Who's this?
My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just wondering if you have insight into my love life.
Any specific question?
Well.
Yes, give us, because that's a big one. Insight. That's into the love. That could take us all over the place. Yes.
Yeah. With my relationship with Steve, if you have any insight with that.
Oh. Wendy. I have a little insight. I've been known to have a little insight.
Okay.
Steve and Wendy.
Yes.
There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on. So I'm going to kind of throw things out. And if you feel we can kind of narrow it down by that. Let's try that. First of all, both of you share a very, very deep energy together.
Yeah.
Okay. Then as you build on, as that energy rises, it seems to break down the communication.
Yeah.
And that at the level of manifestation, or where you're looking eye to eye with Steve, he's still at that primal energy and you're wanting to move on. So I'm seeing like you've got to either allow Steve to move on his own to reach where you are. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or expect that you need to move on.
Okay.
You know, you need to come to that realization about it, because he's very much clued into a deeper part of him, and he's really nurturing that, and that's the attraction in you, to you, is to feed that. And yet your kind of energy, or your energy, is moving on. You're touching, you know you have that depth, but you don't live there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying? So that kind of, that requires you to make decision. Do I want to live in that depth with him and help him nurture that? And am I doing that? But do I need to be in partner with him to do that? Or can we be in another relationship to do that? And is this the part of my life that is being fulfilled in that agreement?
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling on that level. So that's a throw out. The next level is that you're a very, very powerful lover, in a sense. That in many senses, and so that powerful love is overwhelming to at times. Okay, and I'm feeling that his energy sometimes is enough to be with you, but not also okay. I'm showing up at the dance, but that doesn't mean I'm dancing with you, because his energy on that level is not on par with yours. Okay? So the energy to be with you, Wendy, is a lot. His love for you is a lot. It's deep. It's profound. That's what deep is, profound. And that depth is enough just to be with you. Now, whether he will dance along the decisions that Wendy, how her life moves, you see, you may not have that. You may have just the knowing and the in every essence, that part of you knowing someone loves you.
So
to allow you to be Wendy, okay?
He does love me then?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But don't push.
Yes.
Don't push the boulder. Let it roll down the hill. Don't push the boulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he does love me. Wow.
Yeah. I really feel there is a bond there. He's drawn to you because there's an ancient part of you that he is attracted to. And and the other parts of you, he's allowing himself to understand and learn about. How long have you been with this, Steve?
For a year. Awesome.
For a year? Yes.
Yeah.
So you've seen the turning of the seasons with him. And you can see that his life is available to you. Do you feel that that is a part of it? That there is some parts of him that you feel you're not access to?
Yes, he's very guarded.
Yes, yes. And what I'm trying to say is that guardedness that you're interpreting is part of his realm of being in the ancient part. That it is, he is on guard. He is a guardian. See, he is that energy, and that's the real connection, the depth part. So that's a very, to guard someone, you need to have an emotional connection with them. You're guarding them for something, and he has that connection of guardian with you. But do you want to be in lover relationship with a guardian? You see, you need to make a decision here. You don't need to push it, but allow to know what part of this dance you want to be in with him.
Yeah, because he's been distant from me.
He's distant with you, but he's not distant with you, you see? He's real, you know, physically, in many physical ways, he is at the time, at this time. But that doesn't mean he's with you. You see?
Yeah, like there's this, every time I try to get over him, it's like I wake up the next morning and I think about him.
Yes, and what I'm saying is that there's, say if we look at ourselves as a circle, that maybe 90% of that circle is fighting to tear away from the energy that Steve represents inside of you. And if you now turn to that energy that is with what you feel with him and start to embrace it, instead of using 90% of the energy to, as Michelle said, push the boulder off the cliff. See, if you use that energy to understand what he is with you, then that energy will not need so much attention and draw so much attention into your life. And therefore, the getting on with Steve, you know, the changing, the moving of energy will begin to flow.
Okay.
Is that clear?
I think so.
Working on Steve, you know, because we're more shifting, and we are, you know, since the late 2009, and it's more emphasized in this year and on, so the next, you know, 10, 20 years on, is really about our own individual expression, us as individual expressive beings. So connecting more into our creativity, our soul's purpose, having more fulfillment in our life as individual expressions of God or the all that is. And then sharing that with people. So you're going to see a lot of changes in relationship. Actually started around 2008 because we're moving into that time of right relationship to ourselves and to others, and also right livelihood, how we live, what we work purpose, our soul purpose, we have enough creative time, creative play. So you're going to see a lot of shifting in relationship where people are needing time out. A friend of mine that I spoke with today, her and her husband madly love each other, but they're living separately right now to focus on themselves in a different way. Some people are doing it within a home. So I would say when you're feeling you can't connect with someone or you're pushing the boulder, focus back on you. Focus back on you.
Okay.
And that gives that person that space and that time to come forward, because when we're always reaching out, no one can reach to us. And sometimes people need clarity. And right now, even though many people that might be more, let's say, mainstream or in the general populace that may not even be listening to this program, they're still feeling the same changes energetically. They're still going through those changes. They may not have the word for it or the context for it, but they're feeling these stirrings as well. There's got to be something else, something more, or not sure what I want. It's very hard to do that when we're in sometimes overly defined relationships, or we have a partner, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, but we do all tend to do this in relationship where we have certain expectations where someone may not even be able to figure out what their expectations of themselves are because they're changing. Something's going on in the world. Something's going on in the economy. Something's going on in the job. Something's going on inside. So until that can settle down a little bit and that person gets some clarity and says, okay, I'm going to make these changes and now life is a little better, then they start looking around and saying, I want to connect again with this person. I want to share again. So what I would say, like that Cahil Gibran saying, you know, that you let the winds of change and the winds of love dance between you. There's this wonderful dance, you know, that the branches of the oak tree do not meld together. They're separate. The trees are separate, but the branches come together, but they're not entangled. So you're going to find people needing more space now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it might not make rational sense, but the more you focus on you, that energy, you wake up thinking about him, put your face in there, I want you to put a picture by your bed of yourself. And every morning when you wake up, you look at yourself and I love you. Say, what do you want to do today? What new challenge do we want? What do we want to learn? Where do we want to go? Where do we want to explore? And the more you do that, you're going to draw that right, perfect person in that's reflecting more of your wholeness.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now he'll come back around, but let him. But give him space so that he has steps to come back to. Sometimes when we're too close, there's no one can come back because they're already there.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
Okay, well, thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let those little steppy steps. Okay, we'll be a little quicker on the calls because we've got, woo, the switchboard is lining up. Hello, 561. So we were just calling to hear Paulo laugh.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Kasia.
Hi, Kasia. Welcome.
I actually think you guys are great. I love this show. Keep going, but I'll hurry up. I have two questions. Number one is I've always known I've been just attracted to the other side, and right now that I'm almost 30, I'm finally ready to go and take some probably like holistic medicine classes and writing. Would that be right for me?
In the explanation or question, you said that you are ready. Always known that you were ready to go to the other side.
Well, no, I've always been attracted to the other side. You know, like
I'm asking you, what is the other side to you? I'm not clear about that.
The other side to me is, you know, what we're doing right now, the enlightenment, the evolution of human spirit.
Oh, okay. Because the other side has many, many interpretations. Okay.
I'm thinking about it as in how like 90% of the population, I guess, view it. I know they're,
Being 30 is powerful. Kasia, right? Kasia?
Almost. July 22nd.
Okay. Well, being that age is very powerful. You're coming into a place of the decisional time. 30. 30 is also a finishing of some of the paths that you've traveled. In other words, the experiencing. So 30 is a culmination of experience time. And so yes, everything that you begin to add to your equation will begin to allow that early attraction to be very fertile and create the seeds now. Create those seeds that you want in your garden to grow and to be very plentiful. So anything that you feel and desire and want to be with, plant those seeds now. Begin to plant those seeds now because it's a very, very, very fertile time for you.
Okay, that's wonderful to hear. Now, also, I'm in a relationship with a guy named Jonathan, and I want to know, why is it so difficult, and have we already both thrown in the towel?
Yeah, I was going to say that's very interesting, because Jonathan and you, that energy coming together is just that, what it was. It was you and Jonathan touching with each other for the whatever small window, okay? But that both of your energies are now, your physical part of you and all the story of you and Jonathan, you know, want to learn more. We always are hungry to know more of the story, want to finish the book. But I think the book is already put away, and it's in the library, and there's cobwebs beginning to
go off
the book.
Now, do I have anything to look forward to in my love life?
Well, of course, everything you are is looking forward to the love life of who you are. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Plant the seeds right now. Plant what you really want to dance with. Be very, very, you know, precise of what you want to plant. Pick out those seeds. And yes, I feel there'll always be someone with you. There is always someone with you. Your energy is gravitating. You pull in. You pull in strong. And so that energy is always going to be there. That is who you are, okay? So I can let go of, you know, if there's a possibility of that. No, it will be what you decide, who did you decide to dance with in that.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much, and have a blessed day.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Blessing.
Yeppers.
Yeppers, yeppers, yeppers. 978-544-978-544. Welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Marcia calling.
Hi, Marcia.
I just happened upon your program. I found this site. Well, there's no accidents, but anyway, here I am. And now I'm talking to
you.
Okay, I'm getting a real strong feeling here.
Oh, well.
Go ahead, Marcia.
I'm calling you because I'm perimenopausal, and I find that my my brain is a little foggy, and I am kind of at a crossroads in my life, I believe, where I've always been called, I've always felt called to service, and I have done so through my music. I'm an artist, I'm a musician. And it's been a very, very difficult road. And I'm at the point now where I feel like I need to make a change. And after a series of sweat lodges, if you're familiar with them, I came home and I just started writing. And I wrote this class out. And I didn't know what it was. And I was like, wow, that seems interesting, but I don't know what that is. And to make a long story short, a couple days later, someone called me and said, I'm accepting class proposals. Would you have anything? And I was like, oh, my God, yes, I have this thing. And so I've been doing this class over the past year, just a few times, handful of times. And I'm feeling like it's really powerful. It centers around women and helping them heal some deep-rooted stories that they're holding. And so a part of me is thinking, okay, this is a path I should stay on. But what about my music, which is my soul?
Okay, there's right there. Okay, your energy tells me, not tells me, but allows me to feel the very, very deep pain that you've gone through, okay? And that you're, from that energy you have created, you have co-created with that pain a usable and viable tool for others to work through, get in touch, dance with, whatever the metaphor be.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of you wants to celebrate that power that of your transformation of that pain. So that is the song, that is the expression, the writing, what is coming through, the creative power.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, do not do neither, but wed those two. Bring in the song with the healing.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in your expression. Bring in all of you. Marcia, jump. Just jump into this. Do not hold back. The tendency for you to hold back is clearly the pain. And the pain wants you to say, oh, no, dance with me. Don't leave me. Well, there's a time where you say, okay, sit down, pain, and go out in the room and do your thing. But you go ahead and jump into the dance and jump into the song. And the more that you bring who you are, the more it will aliven and relieve all of the pain inside of the others.
Wait, say that again. The more it will relieve?
Yes, relieve as to extort something, to bring out. Because the pain, you're allowing a paradigm, a matrix, a place, a sacred place for those to express what is really their path, what is their story. And if you allow that story to be expressed, then that will begin to allow a new song to be created, you see. So therefore, when that part of comes into this circle, therefore that part of you that says, oh, no, I need to, whatever, and no, I say just go with the song, recreate the song, wed the song to your expression of what you created.
Mm. So just do it.
Well, that's kind of what I've been doing, but there's that part of me, that painful part of me that, you know, had so much expectation, you know. And
But you see, that's what I'm saying. That's the part of you the pain is talking to. And you just have, you just go, before your class, right, you just go, okay, look, I'm going to have, you just release that inner being, the inner child, and say, I'm going to have fun. And then pain will show up because, you know, it does. And you say, look, I'm going to be a witness to others. I'm going to allow that space for that pain to be, but it is not going to be my pain that is going to be here. I am going to be in that joyful, facilitating song. And allow that to kind of, you say, redirect itself so that you can allow your process and your healing not to always, because so there will be sometimes it'll intermingle at those times, but there are also private points that you want, your own, you see. Right. Your own creative things doesn't necessarily want to share that always.
Right.
You see? So allow to know that you're allowed different places to dance in this. You're not always to be assuming a certain role. Okay? One thing, the master, Michelle, here, I do take off my hat if I was wearing one, because she has that knowing that she's allowing things to happen in this space of awakening. And her vision, her strength, and her power to create this place, as you have done. But she's not sitting there going, oh, it should go this way, oh, you know, we come together in the divine laugh. We come together in the divine power that we don't know. We're the fart in church sometimes. And yes, also sometimes we're the yoga without the missing shoe. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it is, you know, as Shakespeare has
however
said.
However it shows up.
Divine, yeah. It's a divine
however
promise.
It shows up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have been going with it. I mean, I've only done this class. I mean, it's been so few right now. I feel like I'm still just getting my footing. And I actually have used music, my music, within the class. A couple songs worth. Or it would be a chant. And it's been very powerful and meaningful for people and for me. I guess where I'm at is that my livelihood is really suffering in my financial department. And while this is a very spiritually based class, my intention is to offer it, you know, for a fee. And I'm kind of, you know, I mean, I'd love to offer it freely and just put
my
heart into it.
Let me just real quick, because I want to get to our caller five. No, but where do you think the idea of money came from?
Money? To make money?
No, just the idea of money, the game of money. It all comes from God or the source or the universe.
Mm. Abundance, yes.
No, money, any invention, any innovation. There's only one source, so it all comes from that place. So yeah, of course, you're on this earth to play partially in that game too. I mean, it doesn't have to be only that, but there's nothing wrong with receiving that, you know.
Do you see a financial success in this area? Do you see?
Well, you've got to but you've got to shift your idea of thinking that it's bad to ask for money or that you can't come from the heart and still receive money. Because it doesn't matter. You need to have some exchange, whether it's apples, oranges, something, but you need to receive back.
Right.
So once you shift that, yeah, you'll have the abundance that you seek, but you have to first see that there's nothing bad in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when you
got
approach
it?
A medicine man, when you're approaching a medicine man in the sweat,
right.
They usually lay out their prayer shawl or their shawl, and you bring tobacco and you bring something. You have to give to receive. You have to open that street. Before it happened, before people use it, you have to say, okay, cut the ribbon, and Marcia now has the inflow and the exhale of the monetary and the feeling and the healing. Mm-hmm. There should be no place where there is no moving of energy.
It's all energy. Oh, we got one more caller. Let me get to.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, 817-691. You're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? You're on the air.
This is Leslie.
Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. It has to do with my marriage. We've been kind of on again, off again. He's actually currently deployed right now. But right now he's saying that he's done. He wants a divorce. But that's how we left, is him wanting a divorce. But we end up working things out, and then now he wants a divorce again. I'm just curious as to what you see happening before he gets back, if anything. Do you see us divorcing or working things out again?
Does he have a name?
Scott.
Scott, and what is your name?
Leslie.
Leslie Scott. There's a big dance, Leslie Scott. You're kind of like the face. You see each other across a crowded room, and then you come together and dance, and then you're realizing you're dancing together. And so then you back up to the other side of the room to see another face. So it seems to go very, very close and very, very far. It's almost like the extreme breath in the relationship, okay? So each time that has happened, there's been a little break in it, and his little, or his retort, or his reaction is, as in most people in relationships, if we're breaking, it is divorcing. But I see a dance there that needs to break, because it's been that way. It has never, ever not been that way.
Okay. So you don't see us working out?
Well, working out doesn't mean marriage necessarily the same deal. You're talking, as I have understood, about marriage, a divorce. So that is clearly, to me, a separation. It is already a divorce. It's always been, once you came together, amount of time before you were separating again. You see?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So whether you call the divorce now or whether you call the divorce then, it doesn't matter. It has always been that way with you, Scott and Leslie. They come together and they go apart. You're coming together with Scott. You're re-meeting on this plane as beings has been what the gift was there. The gift was right there when you came together. Whether you need the gift wrapped each time you need it around, that's not what I'm feeling. I'm feeling just the coming together of you two was enough.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And listen to the part of the program we talked about, what's happening with relationships right now. So that could probably shed some insight as well for you. Oh, Paulo, again, this has been wonderful to have you back on Awakenings. Always love when you're on the program.
It's such a pleasure. I enjoy this.
It's great.
It's such a hoot.
Yeah. And if you want to reach Paulo D'Oro, you can go to his website, whatisyoursound.com. And that's for any questions, or if you want to contact him in regards to readings, it's whatisyoursound.com. Thank you, listener participants, for being a part of Awakenings and sharing in your love, light, and insight. Until next time, continue to share your insight, and as always, keep awake.